The crew, I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane and Alana Cameron. Yesterday, one of the ambassadors for the city of Belleville passed away, age 81. Dr. Robert Vaughn and a guy from Center Hastings that we know well on this show spent a lot of time with the Belleville Bulls organization. And he's joining us this morning to share some stories about Dr. Vaughn. We welcome Steve Bancroft to Mix 97. Good morning, Stephen.
How are we doing this morning?
We're all doing good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yesterday afternoon, you received a text from your wife that Dr. Vaughn had passed away. What did you think?
Well, obviously saddened by the news. Hadn't seen much of him lately. Had the opportunity to see him at his 80th birthday party this summer. But very saddened because he was a great guy, a great ambassador for not just hockey, but for the whole city.
Well, you were a young lad, teenager, years with the Belleville Bulls, and you were one of the players that didn't have to travel too far to play for the Bulls in the Ontario Hockey League, but there were a lot of other young lads that came from different parts of the world when the Vaughns owned a hockey team. What did the Vaughns mean to those young lads and that organization?
I guess it was a real hands-on setup with the whole system. Now it's more of a business side to OHL hockey now. But back then it was like you were part of the family. It seemed that if anybody was going away, if we had a weekend off or you're going home, nobody ever had to sit by themselves. The Vaughns always seemed to be very open with their front door to allow kind of anybody that was part of the team. They were part of the family. Like, going back, obviously my first memory is getting drafted by the Bulls, but after that, some people know that the famous Belleville Bulls barbecue every year. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a pretty big deal, and there was alumni that came back to that, and it was an award ceremony and a big barbecue, and something that the Vaughns did that most teams didn't. If you were able to graduate from OHL as a 19 or 20-year-old, you got a Belleville Bulls ring. Well, that was a pretty big thing around the league. So my Belleville Bulls ring was handed to my dad, so he wore it basically until, I think, last year when he handed it over to my son. So it's quite a thing to hand down after all these years.
You mentioned it was a family business. The Vaughns loved hockey, not like today's world where it's business. And sometimes I question if there's any loyalty with ownership now to the players, because a lot of the players sacrificed so much and the family sacrificed. And I think the Vaughns got that.
For sure. Like, I, being a local guy, I was a fan of the Belleville Bulls before I was a player for the Belleville Bulls. Doc Vaughn and his family sat right in the stands with the rest of the fans, right? Yeah. So it's something that, to go back, like, I remember back when John Murphy was the captain before they went to the OHL. I ran into him at the birthday party, and I'd never met him before. I chatted with him for about an hour and a half about the Bulls and what it meant to him and the Vaughns and all the great memories. So, like you say, they reach far and wide for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for this. You had a chance to be with Scott Thornton, another former Bull, at Mr. Vaughn's 80th birthday party last summer at Brad's home, Mr. Vaughn's son.
Yeah, it was a great time. Like, there was guys to come back, like Jared Scaldi. He played 1 year with the Bulls the year after I left. He was there. I know he actually stayed with the Vaughns for his duration, or maybe for a little bit while he was here. So there's lots of people you hadn't seen for years and years, but a lot of people made that trek back to honor Doc Vaughn.
Well, thank you for this morning, Steve. We appreciate it.
No problem. Good talking to you.
Take care. Former Belleville Bull, now in the real estate business, up in Center Hastings. That's Steve.